This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Well, just one of us today. I'm Eric Scalavino from Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart and Paul Perillo are at the Combine in Indianapolis having fun talking to all the draft prospects, and we'll look forward to hearing from them when they get back from Indy. But for now, you've just got me here today on this Friday, February 21st. It's starting to warm up a little bit here at Gillette Stadium, and we're starting to warm up with some news. We finally got the official word this week that Michael Lombardi, the longtime NFL personality, I guess we can call him, has joined the staff of the Patriots. His very specific title, Kevin Collins, is assistant to the coaching staff.
He's like the assistant to the regional manager.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't get many more vague titles than that. Assistant to the coaching staff, which could mean a lot of things. And, you know, surprisingly, at the Combine, Bill Belichick made a rare appearance at the podium to address reporters, and when Andy and Paul were there yesterday. And he was asked about the Lombardi hiring and said, Mike's got a lot of experience, done a lot of things in his career in the NFL. I'm sure he'll be doing a lot of things for us. We'll see how it goes. So not much more information from the head coach on his new hire. But Lombardi, as many of you may know, has been in the league for almost a quarter century, 23 years. He started out with the 49ers back in 1984 and then joined the Cleveland Browns, which is how he has the connection with Bill Belichick when Belichick was there in the early 90s. So these two have a history together. Lombardi then went on to work for the Eagles, the Raiders. Then you may remember he was in television at NFL Network for a little while. Was back with Cleveland last year for a brief stint, and when he was relieved of that job, he had the opportunity to come to New England, and the Patriots hired him. So it had been rumored for the last few days or so, but now it's official. Mike Lombardi, a member of the Patriots the front office, coaching staff, however you want to call it. He can do a lot of things, probably will do a lot of things, as Bill Belichick said. I think this is going to be a little bit different maybe than the Floyd Reese hire a few years ago. Reese was a guy who, for the most part, was known for being the GM of the Houston Oilers / Tennessee Titans. And when he joined the club a few years ago, he was sort of a, more specifically, a front office type guy, dealt a lot with contract negotiations and things of that nature. Whereas Lombardi, I think, has more of a personnel background and maybe, scouting, maybe more of his forte, which is why he was spotted with Belichick and Director of Player Personnel Nick Caserio at the Combine this week. So it's going to be a little bit, I think, of a different dynamic maybe than what Floyd Reese brought, because I know a lot of people, when the news of Lombardi's imminent hire came out earlier in the week, were trying to maybe compare that a little bit to that hire. And I think this might be a little bit different in that he may be less involved contract-wise and maybe more involved with the personnel and scouting issues. But remains to be seen. Right now, as I said, his official title, assistant to the coaching staff, which is a very broad umbrella under which he can assume his duties here in Foxborough. Other than that, no news transaction-wise. The window to apply franchise tags opened this past Monday, the 17th. The Patriots, as of this morning, Friday morning, the 21st, have not yet tagged anybody. Julian Edelman and Aqib Talib are the most likely candidates for that this year in the free agent class for the Patriots. But as of this morning, there have been no moves with regard to the franchise tag, the Patriots franchise tag. Belichick was asked about that yesterday as well at the Combine and said, I talked about that at the end of the season, and that process evolves. I would say we're still in that process. So They have until March 3rd to decide whether or not they want to franchise a player. My gut is telling me that they won't do it. In past years, they've done it at the end of the window, sometimes at the very beginning of the window, other times right in the middle. I just have a sense this year that they might roll the dice with both Tlaib and Edelman and not decide to tag either one of them. I just think that the cost, either one, would have to be paid around $11 million on a one-year deal. Both the wide receiver and the cornerback position, the average of the top 10 at those positions this year works out to roughly $11 million. I think that might be a little bit too steep for either of those players for the Patriots' blood. So I think my guess is they're I mean, it's still possible they could do it and maybe try to work out a longer-term deal afterwards that reduces that number, but my gut is telling me that they're not going to make a move with regard to the franchise tag. We still have several more days to find out whether they'll do that, and of course we'll be following that as well as any other moves that the Patriots might make with regard to maybe extensions or trying to talk to players. But as of right now, the big news is out in Indianapolis. That's where Andy and Paul are, as I said earlier. They'll be back next week, and hopefully we'll have a little bit more to talk about when they get back as far as events that happened at the Combine, which is always the most exciting part of this part of February on the NFL calendar. So without further ado, I'll wish you a good weekend, and we'll see you right back here next week at Gillette Stadium on the Patriots Roster Report podcast.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.